All right, we are on the record for After Talk.
Oh, man.
After Talk, gonna talk after Talk, Talk.
So Greyhound was a very good pick.
Very good.
I know I was advocating for Infinity Train, and I'm not going to lie, I thought Greyhound was going to be homework. I got home like at past 11 o'clock last night, and I was going to start it with the phone in bed. And Greyhound. And I was like, because especially because, you know, Apple TV doesn't play nice with a browser, because it makes you four times.
I have trouble with it too on browser. Yeah.
It's first it says, is it you? Is it really you? Give me your password. Then it says, is it really, really you? Click on your phone. Then it says, is it really, really you? Give me the six digits that are on your phone. And then it says, do you trust this browser?
You do have to log in.
You're describing logging in with two factors.
It's the double tap, and then you also have to check. I didn't want to go through that, and so I was just going to watch in bed. But I just had this feeling like, it feels like that'd be doing it a disservice. So I set an alarm.
I actually bet that's a movie that probably works fine on the phone too, honestly.
Really?
I
see what you mean, Bryce, because it's not like you get too many wide vistas or anything, right? It's all in that room.
You probably could make a cut of that movie that is an audio drama.
But it's a big movie. Yeah. And when they do the sea scenes, it is nice to have a big screen for those.
But I guess the point I was taking too long to get to is I actually set an alarm. I haven't set an alarm in, you know, months and years. An alarm that said, get Josie and watch Greyhound immediately. And so I went and I collected Josie, mm-hmm. and what sold it, because Penny watched Master and Commander, and I just walked in and I said, hey, did you like Master and Commander? She goes, yeah. And I was like, there's a movie I'm told is a lot like Master and Commander. And she's like, and then I go, it's only 90 minutes long. And she goes, okay. And so we got the whole family together to watch it. And it was a really delightful morning.
Is my wife had to watch Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire.
Oh dear!
Last night.
That's a long one.
For work with Tobey Maguire. Yeah.
She was not watching it with Tobias Maguire.
Oh no. Okay.
Because your wife.
I would not be surprised. I would have stuck around.
Soak in the awkward of her trying.
After an hour and a half, after a Greyhound amount of time, I bailed on Spider-Man 3.
That's the movie I would watch, is Eileen having to sit next to Tobey Maguire watching Spider-Man 3.
And try to be nice about it.
Turn that camera around.
Well, that was a good stunt.
Eileen reacts too.
Yes.
Which, by the way, short version, if you don't remember, the problem with Spider-Man 3 is they had three different movies going on at the same time, any one of which probably would have been a fine movie on its own.
Agreed. And there's actually some, I thought they did a really good job of representing the Sandman and the rage of what, they never call him the Hobgoblin, but, you know, Son of Green.
Yeah. What we have to determine, gentlemen, is what to watch next week, because Larry Sanders Show is all we've got on the docket. First order of business, Lower Decks. Do we want to commit to watching the season of Lower Decks, or do we want to leave it up to our personal discretion? That could be the replacement for Warrior Nun.
When does it start? It starts in
August
6th.
Yeah.
Okay. If you are comfortable with the non-zero possibility that it will become a rage watch for me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, if it becomes our latest Marco Polo, I think that's fine.
Okay. So if you're up for risking
Comfortable with committing to watch it all the way through, even if you hate it.
They're only half hour episodes, right?
Correct.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That makes it a slam dunk. Yeah. Yes. We'll do that.
Okay.
I will probably not join you on this on this track.
Not even for one.
I don't. Why not?
I mean, I would. I'll give it a try. But A, I don't have CBS. B, I don't know Star Trek.
I know, that's kind of why I would love that's to hear.
We'll pay for your CBS.
I'll, who wants a bonus?
I'll give it an episode okay. or two. But
Well, for the filler gap, about the same amount of time as Greyhound, I will submit again just the first season of Infinity Train.
It's your pick. If we're doing picks, it's your pick this week.
But I know it's going to feel like homework. Do you like Rick and Morty? Hey, Tom, you like Rick and Morty?
It's not about like. It's about setting the precedent of picking an entire season of something to be the
movie
pick.
It's 90 minutes. They're 9-minute episodes, and there's 10 of them. I mean,
it's your pick. I can't do anything about it. That's what you're gonna pick.
Okay. Well, let me double check to make sure.
I put some perspective on this, Brian. The only reason you're feeling some flame right now is because I haven't brought up watching a single 1 hour show episode yet, which we last week pretty routinely said was out of bounds.
Was the thing? Okay. I don't know. Let me see.
I don't love it. I love the idea of us picking movies for each other in the off time and then sticking to series the rest of the time.
But I just don't watch a lot of movies. I don't know what I'm going
to do. I know.
But well, that,
and we have Lovecraft Country coming up in 2 weeks.
Right. So after next week's episode, we can start Lovecraft Country because that's the day before.
Let me pitch you this. I think the moment that I was all in on Infinity Train happened in episode 4. And they're 9-minute episodes.
Is the season an entire, like, is it going to be a season two?
As a matter of fact, let me spoil something. There already is a season two and there's a season three. And also everything.
See, that makes me less likely. If it was a self-contained thing, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Let me, hey, guess what, Tom? It's a self-contained thing. Because
no, I know it's a self-contained story. No.
Season one.
There's no season two or three. You just lied to me.
No. Season one ends and that story is over. It's completely over.
That's called an anthology. I get it.
Correct.
That doesn't change my mind.
Oh, okay. Well, if that doesn't change your mind, then I don't want to give you crack for free and then make you. I'll just tell everyone at home to just watch the first 4 episodes. It's 28 minutes or so. I keep making it smaller.
They have to be 11 minutes, I believe. It's only
-4 minutes. You'll actually get more time.
That's the real Infinity Train. Is that the more you watch it, the more free time you have.
If we agree to do Infinity Train, if we say this, that we will not let this be a precedent for picking series for this, because I don't like that idea.
Well then, if we can set a hard line right now, that's fine.
I don't believe any of you, especially because Bryce doesn't have any movies to pick.
Look, I have 2 weeks to solve this.
I believe this experience is shorter than watching a movie, and I'm more.
The other option we could throw out there. Let me just throw this option out. We may eliminate it, is instead of doing picks, we do the Disney Plus Gallery Mandalorian.
Ooh.
Week to week, one episode a week.
But then, I don't know, is that too meta? We're commenting on a show or they're commenting on a show? Captain Janeway is in the Infinity Train?
No, it doesn't change my
principle.
Bill from near Athens in Georgia, who wrote in about Disney Gallery : The Mandalorian, is that they're not per episode, or that's not like episode one of that show was
they're
about
like
episode
a,
one
the,
of
like there's one on special episodes. Effects and one on story like
right.
that yeah
right
it's still commenting on a thing that's commenting on a thing, but
mm-hmm. But you guys did do talk about Mandalorian. That'd be another thing I probably won't join you on. More so than Lower Decks, because I'm probably not going to watch Mandalorian.
Man, now you just got me. I'm trying to figure out how long Infinity Train is, and now I'm going back.
The entire season is only 2 minutes long, Tom. There's no
I mean, just it's right, mathematically right, like here, it's about 110 minutes.
Let's put a pin in it, and what I will do is I will find out the exact number of minutes, and whatever it is, I will make it no longer than a half hour commitment.
It's not about Pandora's box.
Yeah,
that's, it's about the idea of doing an incomplete thing.
Okay, well then right? Let me.
In other words, when we do a movie, it makes sense to be like, this week we're going to talk about this one movie. Maybe there's other movies in the series, but it's one movie and that's it. Whereas
that's what this is. It's a complete story.
But it's not. If it were, they'd put it out as a movie. It's not. They put it out as a series. So it's just, I'm probably being too much of a perfectionist about it, but it just bugs me.
The interesting thing happening here is no one is willing to say, to recognize that both of you are conceding to each other. Like Thomas said he would do it with a grimace.
I know.
And Brian is trying to withdraw it.
Let me think a little more about whether I have a better idea before I do, and I will text you, and then
Do you want?
We gotta have a pick for.
Do you want to delay your pick and maybe give it to Tom this week if you
want
to figure out an alternative?
And we don't want to do the gallery Mandalorian.
I'll watch. Yeah, let's pick,
because that would just kick this can down the road and be like, we can deal with Infinity Train another day. Let's just do Lower Decks.
Infinity Train is always going to be there. Unfortunately, it's just going to get a longer and longer back catalog and be harder and harder to
exactly
to push.
My point.
That's okay.
Now
we'll do the show about the show. We'll watch Disney Plus.
I'm sorry. Do you have to watch a show about your favorite show?
Yeah. No, I have to watch a show. Disney Plus presents Disney's Gallery of people talking about how Disney's The Mandalorian
really
was Disney'd.
Is the documentary about the making of Disney Gallery Mandalorian.
I can't wait for somebody to release an RSS feed of a podcast of commenting on our commentary about Disney Plus.
So
Disney's Gallery.
This will be kind of interesting, right? Because let's say we do this, right? We do Lower Decks 101 and Disney Gallery The Mandalorian 101 for next week's episode. By the time the following week will be the following Chord Killers, then Lovecraft Country will be out.
And might be a bad idea to do do Disney Gallery then. Is that what?
Or like we can do one of Disney Mandalorian and then decide which between the two you guys like least, then replace whatever the one that doesn't cut the mustard.
That might be fun, is to set up a face-off challenge where we have to do one or the other.
All right, so the audience is as an exception, we're not committing to either one of these. We're seeing which one we want to continue.
In fact, one of them will be eliminated.
One will fall.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Lovecraft Country shall rise.
Yeah.
Are you sure you can watch Lovecraft Country early?
It will be on the 16th, which is Sunday.
Wait, not this Sunday.
No, next Sunday. Yeah. But what I'm saying is after Lower Decks and Disney Gallery, which will be for the episode on the 10th. Then Lovecraft is on the 16th. And by the 10th, we'll have seen one of each of these.
Yeah.
And you'll know,
all right,
hey.
I'm down with that. That's the solution. Good answer.
Okay.
Show me Face Off.
All right. There we go. All Gallery of the Mandalorian versus Star Trek Lower Decks.
Wow.
Only one will win.
Wow. So
we're still buying.
Oh, you realize what we're doing is we're having the classic argument of Star Wars Star Trek.
We are. Oh, that's great.
That's actually really
good. More
now. Okay, all right. We're finally going to decide once and for all.
Oh, man. So who wants ribs?
I'll take them ribs.
Again.
Those ribs are really good.
What else is up? Everybody good? How's everybody doing?
Good. It's busy times.
A trunk on one of my bushes died.
The trunk.
But the rest of the bush is fine. It just
How can a trunk?
So we have these bushes in the backyard that like grow out with like three or four trunks.
Got it. So it's like the real trunk is below the ground.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's like they split off really quickly above ground, and one of them got infected and died. The rest of them seem fine.
You know what? I don't know if it's true or not. We were driving around in some mountains, and there's all them trees on the side of a mountain. Somebody said all them trees are all so intertwined they are one organism. And there are
one tree
probably in the root system. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, but also like, you know how you could take sapling, you know, cut off tree, plant it and it grows.
Yeah. Right.
Like, like all of that, that whole side of a mountain is one tree.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not.
I think their root systems are connected so that they can share.
But also genetically the same. Like they're saplings of each other or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what somebody told me once. Welcome to my new podcast, Hearsay with Brian Brushwood. If only the internet existed.
Scattered wives and children all down the side of that mountain. Welcome to my podcast, Out of Context Quotes of Woody Guthrie. We drove by the beach. I shouldn't say we went to the beach. We drove by the beach and chickened out of getting outside because it was too cold. And we're
how can it be too cold? It's August.
Because we left the house with 90 degree plus weather, dressed for that. And when we got to the coast, a mere 7 miles away, it was like 60.
Whoa.
And foggy. And we're like, yeah, I don't really feel like getting out.
Because you thought it was haunted. You were afraid somebody also, was going to come from that golden arm that you stole that time.
Also, we had a monkey's paw in the truck.
Also, we found a hook on the back of the fender.
Also, we were following a van that was labeled Mystery Machine.
Also, there was this truck behind you that kept flashing its lights real bright.
Also, I couldn't remember if I left the picture of myself that's getting older in the closet.
Also, the podcasts are coming from inside your house.
Scattered wives and chillers all down the side of that.
Okay, I think that means we're about done.
All right. Thank you, all of our bosses. Bye.
Love you guys.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.